Welcome back to the Buzz Podcast. I'm your co-host, Anthony Ruggles. I'm sitting here with your other co-host, Connor Jenkins, and we have some special guests for you here today, Mr. Justin Bost and Mr. AJ Hattelstad. So we're going to ask them a couple questions and see what they have to say. We hope you enjoy.
And we're back.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
We're fucking back, bitches.
We have a couple special guests today. Mr. Justin Bost.
What up?
Nice to meet you. Shake his hand. We always shake their hands. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And then Mr. AJ Hattelstad. Nice to meet you.
How's it going? Thanks for having me on.
That's an official handshake.
Hey, fella.
Official handshake right there. we just kind of, this is just recorded on a whim here.
Yeah, it's Friday night.
Yeah.
Like almost 10 like o'clock now. 10. No, it's 9.
9:19. I got to go to bed in 11 minutes. 9:30. Wow. That used to be my bedtime.
That's what Big Dad said. Bedtime was 9:30.
My mom. Yeah. She took my phone. And then, so like, what do you do?
I think that's the best way, though, as a parent. Yeah, just take their fucking phone away. Yeah.
But we all have our phones. So.
Okay.
Like right now. So. We can use it for research.
Adults. So yeah. We all just lock them in a box tonight and go to bed at like 9.
That's what the high school is doing now. You have to put your phone in like a box before class until you're done with class for the day. It's a new rule. God. Can you imagine?
Wait, like in each class or like just like when every you walk class. Into the building?
No. Every just each class specifically.
Yeah, I can't believe they can even do that.
Honestly.
That's almost like borderline like.
Yeah, because what if you're
like.
Well, but I mean kids nowadays. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Do they have so their Chromebooks though?
Like, they have their Chromebooks, but they're all blocked on. You can't even go to
that's
YouTube.
Borderline putting a camera in the bathroom.
You can't even play Fortnite. It's cool. It's bullshit. Okay, so our guest, Justin Bost, he's a rancher. He's from Reynolds, Illinois. He's 22.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's 22, just like me. And Bubba, you're 22 too. We were roommates in college.
And they were roommates.
Yeah. And then we also have AJ Hattelstad. You want to introduce AJ?
Mr. AJ Hattelstad, all-star Sherrard player. Probably has a plaque up on the wall in there somewhere.
Yeah.
For which sport? Everyone.
It's weird because he only played two.
More specifically lacrosse, you know.
He was a big lax guy.
That's nice.
But yeah, Sherrard, Illinois. He was also my roommate at college. Monmouth, D1.
Was I a roommate?
No, you didn't go D1 like we did.
I went D2, you went D3.
We went D1.
Okay.
Anyway, it's nice to have you guys on. We're having a few drinks on a Friday night, just hanging out. But how was work today? It's the start of Labor Day weekend.
Dude, Friday. It was actually a great Friday.
Yeah?
Weather was nice. It actually got pretty fucking hot. The humidity is kind of kicking up here.
It's weird. It's September.
I know.
You know?
Did you?
I had like a struggle realization when I went to 9-1. I was like, because we have to do time cards every day, and you have to put the date. And I'm like sitting there. It's like 8:29, 8:30. I'm like, now it's September. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Did you get your 59 minutes off early today?
No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
They don't get that.
They don't get that.
They don't get that. No. Only civilian workers at the arsenal get it. So AJ and I got 59 minutes off early because the holiday's on Monday, which doesn't make sense, but we'll take it. But Bubba, on the other hand, does not get that, right?
Yeah, I work hard, you know.
You guys get paid for that 59 minutes.
We do.
It's a paid.
We do, yeah.
Paid.
Yeah, so I guess, Anthony, I want Anthony to tell you guys a little bit about his little mess up yesterday. It wasn't that bad.
It was embarrassing. It was my, dude, it's like my, like, supervisor. Like, she called me. I logged off too early. So like they said, I have every other Friday off. Right. And I thought tomorrow was my Friday off. Well, it wasn't. And so they said, if your day tomorrow, like if your Friday is off tomorrow, you get the 30 or the 59 minutes on Thursday. Well, I had it mixed up. And so I took off an hour early yesterday. I was only off for like 3 minutes. And then I realized it. And I get a call from her. She's like, your day off isn't tomorrow. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, blah, blah, blah. So I called AJ freaking out. I'm like, dude, I'm like done. why am I doing this, bro? I didn't like do that shit in college, and now like it actually matters, and it's like you're a job, and then I just fucked up.
How like Joe's gonna fire you?
Yeah, honestly.
I was gonna say, how quickly can you get fired?
I think you have to mess up pretty
she
bad.
Laughs so
yeah.
Like
oh
cool,
yeah no probably. I'm talking like so like at like for us like after 90 days we're pretty safe, right? But like yep. and we're also union, which is different from you, but we also have like, you know, we have lawyers and shit, and like you can't get fired very easily. Mm-hmm. You have to do like a major fuck up.
Yeah. I feel like it's pretty similar to us. Like, I mean, they're bringing in a lot of people. They need a lot of people, so.
Yeah. No, I was just, yeah, you guys are saying it. You got more showing up. The other, oh, that's incredible. Yeah.
What do you have to do to get fired, Justin? What's your job? What are you doing right now?
I'm painting street lines.
Yep.
For a private company out of Rock Island, but.
Pays well, though.
It pays pretty good. Yep. But you see a lot of crazy things, and people haven't got fired, so you pretty much got to about kill somebody to get fired at this job.
Which is possible. Yeah.
Like, what's, like, your craziest story? Like, I've heard a lot, like, of crazy stuff that's spilling happened.
Spilling paint,
but,
I'm sure, happens.
Oh, yeah, that happens, I feel like it's more like
the
road,
like, the people driving.
But oh, yeah. We were down painting in Moline, kind of down by the mall. And you set up your cones, you know, keep people out of your wet paint. Here came this little old lady. She's probably 89, 90 years old. God. This lady drives right through our cones, right through our paint. Didn't even see us.
Doesn't even care?
Didn't even care.
Dude, they can't be on the road at that point.
Like, there's people out there that shouldn't have a license. Like,
oh my.
It's ridiculous.
So you guys just looked at her and you're like, what is going on?
She didn't even look at us. We were just invisible.
Invisible. She's like, I got to turn here, man.
She had to go to the grocery store.
Yeah,
okay?
That's correct. Isn't it like after you hit like a certain age, you have to take it every 2 years?
Yes. Yep.
What age is that?
I don't know, but this is my grandma. My great grandma's pretty old. She has to take it. I think it's every year, maybe.
Every year?
Yeah, I think it's every year.
That's probably smart.
Yeah. I mean, I've been behind, like, just driving in general, behind some, like, old ladies and old men. And, like, there's, like, an old lady that could barely see over the steering wheel. I'm like, this is not safe. Like, get them off the road. Like, what are we doing?
And driving's pretty dangerous if you think about it. Like, it I was is. Thinking that on the way here. Just, like, you're driving 60 miles per hour the opposite direction of somebody.
Yeah, and
like,
somebody could be having a bad day and they're, like,
insane. Yeah, skirt. It's literally just one twist
or
of
deer,
the wheel.
Anything.
Or deer. Yes, it's pretty crazy.
Cell phone?
Yes.
I see so many people.
There was a guy that was, I was on the motorcycle and I came over the top of a hill. And he was on his phone.
In the other lane?
In the other lane. And he was halfway through my lane. Thankfully, I was like, I wasn't like, I was kind of zoning out. And I usually ride on the inside.
Yeah.
Because I like to be seen by people. Mm-hmm. But I was like, luckily, like I just magically drifted to the right side. And this guy was halfway in my lane over the top of the hill.
Dude, you would fly over that car.
Is that
oh, yeah.
You'd be dead.
Does that ever scare you?
All the time.
Dude, I would be scared.
Motorcycles are like, it's terrifying.
Well, and especially you rode at night one time after a football game. It wasn't high school, but like we went in college or something.
That was back when I had the Yamaha.
You rode at night one time, and I'm like, all I'm thinking is, all it takes is one deer, which you did follow a car, and then one was like, I think behind you. And
I always follow when it's nighttime.
What
except that
not?
One night. Yeah, I had the Harley that I got now, that Bright, that ain't too bad. Oh. But I had the Yamaha, it has the wink light. So only one headlight is working unless you turn the brights on. And when you're going like towards a car,
that gets a little sketchy.
I feel like anymore, just with phones in general, like being on a motorcycle is just scary.
You have to drive so defensively, and you constantly have to be paying
attention. Do you text and cycle
all the time?
That's sick.
There's like, that's even like with the new like phone cases for them now, you can like mount your phone to the handlebars. It's for GPS. Like, you can't, like, if you're going somewhere on a motorcycle, you have to be able to see where you're going. Can't pull on a map and just like, all right, I'm going.
You imagine you're like looking at a map.
No, it's just a cruise control. You're like, all right, left here.
I don't know how people got places with, like, my grandparents still bring out a map. We're going to like Galesburg, and like, where's the ball field? I'm like, look at your phone. Oh wait, you have a track phone. Like, I don't understand how they did it back in the day.
Road signs.
It's kind of crazy how it's evolved, just from like how fast from like maps that like the Garmin GPS that they used to bring out. Now everything's on your phone pretty much. Like,
you always, everyone had like, what was that, like 2012?
Yeah, Garmin.
Like, the Garmin up on the screen.
We're so spoiled, I feel like.
Right? I know.
I just,
our life's pretty easy.
I never have to ask for directions. I'm just like, boop, boop, boop.
You know, I know.
Going on vacation, your parents would look at it and there wasn't updated yet. So
yeah.
You couldn't get there.
There was a lady that had a lawsuit against Garmin because she drove off like a cliff. I'm not kidding. It told her to like take a left because it wasn't updated and that road wasn't a thing anymore. And she I mean, she lived obviously, but like she like sued him and like got a settlement.
That's awesome.
Like, duh.
She's driving off.
Here's an idea. Use your fucking eyes. I don't know.
She's just staring at Garmin and driving like, okay, go straight.
Yikes, bud.
Dude, that when I think of the Garmin's, all I hear in my head is just the recalculating. Yeah. Recalculating.
Yeah.
Like, just over and over.
I think that every day.
Make a U-turn.
When I wake up, I go, recalculating.
That's all it ours said was for like every time you miss a turn, it would say it 6 times in a row, and then you'd have to find somewhere to turn around.
Hey, we got some shots of rum here. You want to take them, Bubs?
Yeah, sure.
Let's all take them. This is to the podcast, really quick. Sorry, I just thought about it. I can't wait to hear that on the mic.
These are pretty straight.
Yep. Oh god. Wow, dude.
Not a good shot.
There's something with rum that like I can do like, I don't know, vodka shots are pretty bad, but like
vodka shots are
rum cool. Like hits you at the end. It's like, ooh, it makes me shake. Like,
talking about shots, like if you're at the bar and somebody's buying one for you, like what are you guys wanting? Like what do you want? Like if you can get
Rumplemints.
Yeah, just depends. Really? Rumplemints at the end of the night. That puts you right to bed when you go home.
Yeah, it puts me over the toilet, then to bed. Then, or on a roller coaster, then the toilet, then bed.
It's like you just brush your teeth already.
Oh, it is. you don't even think about it again when you get back.
We got, okay, a quick bar story. Last year, Justin was pretty tossed up at a bar. And, you know, whatever, we're seniors, having a good night, whatever. Middle of the week. And Justin got like so tanked, like it was 2 steps out of the bar, he was yakking, and then takes his like red solo cup and just throws it at a car, like full of a rum and coke. I'm like, all right, dude. It's just like, Justin,
I knew my limits.
That's when you start speed walking. The other way. You're like, okay, gotta go.
Justin didn't care.
That's college.
Dad in college.
You were a little bit until he did bring a snowball and put it under your in your bed sheets.
Yeah. That was
AJ, I've never seen him more.
That's a great prank, though.
No, he like looked on my bed. Sheets and chucked it in there.
That
and
is
sleep
awesome.
On you couldn't sleep under your night. Covers
yeah,
the rest of
and I grabbed him. And I said, don't ever do
he,
that.
He like, grabbed his head. He goes, don't ever do that again.
And there's people like recording me and stuff like that. Oh.
That's funny. That's actually
when you were asleep, so like, yeah, you're going to be pissed.
Yeah, that's a great prank, though.
We've had many nights going into the bar and they had to drag Anthony home.
There have been a couple times.
We're holding them up.
There's been a couple times. I saw a video one night, like, and it's like weird because you don't remember it, but like people are like carrying me and I'm like, come on, man, like let's go party, man. I'm just like, I can't do
They're
it.
They're just like, well, that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
On Anthony's 21st, he picked up his Keurig and slammed it on the ground.
I did. That dude. I don't know.
He was a
what
pile happened. That night.
Well, but that's your 20s. Yeah. He was like during COVID, and we weren't allowed to go to the bar for baseball, so I had to like jump to dorm room to dorm room, and like each dorm room either made me, you know, chug a beer or, you know, like take a shot. So like by the end of the, I mean, this is like at 1 a.m. So I'm tossed.
You realize you've gone.
And then what's funny
rooms,
is the next morning, Coach Paterny, who's our baseball coach, this is during the pandemic, and he like calls Anthony like or texts him
like eight
in the morning after Anthony has been up
hanging.
Yeah, he is hanging and saying he's in trouble for going out.
He's like, yeah, campus security let me know that there was some guy going around. I'm like, oh my god. And like I was like a team captain, so I'm like, oh, I can't be doing this. So I like go to his office. He's like, I'm just joking. I'm like, dude, you don't know like how sick I am right now. Like, why would you do this to me?
He was walking in with like a hoodie up. You're like,
dude, Anthony was. Yeah,
I was a piece.
He was mad, dude. He was freaking out.
What? That's not a nice joke. No. Like, that's like rude.
It's brutal.
That's like just mean. But I had fun. You know?
It was.
It's all that matters.
Like, talking about like, I guess like now that school, like, are you guys sad? Like everybody, like just seeing everybody go back and like.
That is a good question.
Like, what do you guys like?
You said.
Like I'll be honest. Like just seeing like some of the guys. That's what I'm sad about. I miss that. Like,
being like around everybody.
Yes, that's what I miss. Just like and not like having to wake up every
the
morning
lifestyle.
At 6. There's perks of both, but yeah, that's one thing. Like just seeing like we saw Snapchat's videos of like some of the guys at the bars like singing karaoke. Like I don't know. It just brings back good memories.
You.
Yeah, but
it's,
you gotta move on at some.
It's weird because like I don't know, you see everybody moving back in and you're like, oh man, I remember like doing that for like the last 4 years, but at the same time it's like you got to thank everybody that it was in your classes in the same position, so it's like you wouldn't, even if you went back this year, it's not going to be the same.
The atmosphere is something you miss, but definitely not the homework.
Oh, the schoolwork. I remember going to class.
Did you?
Well,
did you go to class, dude?
Man, I remember sophomore year. me and one of my buddies, Billy, we would skip at least 3 times a week.
Oh,
still ended up passing that class with a B plus, I think, but
I was worth it. I passed accounting for Justin. It was like, dude, like literally this year, I had skipped maybe 2 classes my whole like college career. And this year, like I was sitting there, we're watching like the Masters in our room, and we had like all these TVs up, and I'm like, oh man, I really don't want to go to class. And Justin's sitting there laying in his bed, he's like, don't go to class. And I'm like, dude, but what if he's like,
I know,
shut up. He's like, don't go to class. And I didn't. And like that whole like 50 minutes, I was like, I FaceTimed you. I was like, I'm not going to class. I don't know what I'm doing.
Like, grow up, Anthony. Come on.
Yeah, I remember the first time or a couple times I skipped class. You just kind of sit there. You're like, well, what do I do with this time now?
Yeah.
Most of the time, you're looking at your PlayStation. You're like, oh, buddy. What's going on?
Then you just turn it off.
But at the end of the day, like, it never really mattered. Like,
no, it really didn't.
I don't know.
You always got
to. I don't want to tell that to future generations.
When you did the skip, did you have to go through your phone and try to make sure you weren't doing anything that day? I'm like, checking the syllabus. I'm like, all right.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would get on my laptop and it gets to a point where it's like my freshman year, I remember like Fridays, I would just like grind all my homework out. Like I'm like, blah, blah, blah. And like, dude, by the end, like it was just day of, like, not like day of like getting stuff done, but it was like, I'm doing the bare minimum.
Day before. Yeah.
I mean, it's because, you know, it's like nobody else. There's so many people not showing up.
I feel like depending on the person, that's when you like could do your best work is under pressure a little bit.
It is.
So like when you're on the last day, you kind of like, you know, I know you're going to think differently. That's what I'm saying. It depends on the person. Like if you get out of class and then you have that, all that thought in your head, then you do it still. I mean, that's a great time too. But like also that was when I did my best work, was like before, the day before, the night before.
Should I do my homework in the morning?
You, yeah, you would wake up at 6, have coffee and be like, yeah, this is due at 8. You just like writing a paper.
You like feel the pressure. You like, you need to like actually grind out the whole paper and it takes less time.
I'll tell you one thing. Half those papers I turned in college, I don't think I even proofread them.
I think some of those papers that Justin wrote, I can imagine.
We should go back through your docs.
We should actually have like a podcast where we just read off like all of our bullshit like papers and assignments. Connor, I can probably say this because you don't really give a shit, but Connor, you had a literal final paper that you copied from Connor Reed. And it wasn't on the, he didn't even care if it was on the subject that he was in. He turned it in and got like a B. Like didn't read it. Bubba, all he had to do was proofread it and make some changes. Oh, didn't during COVID and turned it in and got a B.
It was probably the most intense, like I knew
7 classes.
Well, here's though. The thing. Yeah, I was pushing it and the final was at a really bad time. So I was like, dude, I had to write like a, it was like a 10 page. And Connor's like,
stay up.
And Connor goes, I think I got a 10 page paper. I'm like, what's it about? And he, no, like it actually kind of lined up. I don't remember what his paper
but
was.
But like
about.
The funny part was, I was like, but I was just sitting here like looking at him like, you're on TikTok on the couch. We're all just like, you know, COVID, pandemic, whatever. Oh, I'm like, just proofread it. And you're like, nope, I'm sending it. You
did. But I remember like, I'd be like ahead in the class and there'd be like an assignment due and I'd be like, I'm not even going to do this thing. Like, I don't even care if it drops my grade.
That is, and that's how it goes, man. And people still pass. If you show up 50% of the time and do like 70% of the work, they're not going to fail you. I mean, yes. Seriously, unless you really fuck off. But
on top of that, like we all took them classes in college where we were just like, this is useless. Yeah. Like, why are we
there? Was like, there was a good, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I mean, you get a feel for it.
When would that have been? 2020?
Yeah, 2020, like, literally spring of 2020. I don't know if you have a Snapchat of it, but, like, dude. While you're looking for that, during the pandemic, like, we were all at Connor Reed's house. Me, Bo, and Connor. Jaden was here. Andrew was here. And we would literally wake up, do, like, maybe 2 to 3 hours of schoolwork, like, I mean, they were just sending us recordings because Zoom wasn't a thing really. Like it was kind of coming in, but the professors didn't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And we would just do that, like go like work out, play basketball. And like, that was it. Like we were doing the absolute bare minimum. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was. And just like a lot of the teachers were also like, they had to prepare for the online stuff. Like they didn't really know what they were going to be teaching. And it was tough. Like it was tough for them. And which made it easier on us though, because you just really didn't have to do a whole lot of work.
Exactly.
But especially right when it hit.
I feel like some of the professors, though, they got a lot of, like, leeway. They didn't even have to do much.
No, absolutely. I know.
I feel like we got kind of
yeah,
kind of screwed in a way.
Yeah, we did.
Dude, I took astronomy. I don't remember half of this shit. Holy fuck.
Yeah, but what a time. I mean, I was actually talking to my grandpa today. It was his 77th birthday. And I stopped by, I was talking to him, and we were just talking about, like, how times change, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, just think about how, like, I don't want to really get into the pandemic, but, like, how big of, like, a change that was for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you've been used to just doing everything all the time, every day, like, regular, and then it's just, like, stop.
When we were in college, like, that was an adjustment for us, but, like, we don't think about it. There was high schoolers that went through that for, what, 4 years?
They didn't have regular sports, nothing.
Even like, they got to college and it's the same way.
I read something today on the Morning Brew. Tom Prince, shout out.
It was talking about
the younger kids and how much they're affected. It was like they did a study on 9-year-olds and just like how much it affected them, like just like their reading and math scores.
From the pandemic.
Yeah, like it dropped them like a huge percentage in their testing. Yeah. Which is kind of crazy. Like, that's a big developmental stage.
Well, they're not going to, like, at 9 years old, you're not going to want to go home and be like, all right, I'm going to study.
Yeah. You know, especially when you don't have any teacher telling you what to do.
And if your parents don't care.
At the same time, if your parents are working a job or if they were working from home, like, they can't look after them all the time. Like, it was such a weird point in time where everybody's just scrambling. Like, the parents have to make money. Like, what do you do? So yeah, what a crazy time.
Good and bad things came from the pandemic, though. I feel like there was it's crazy just how the world adapted.
Yeah.
It really is.
But aside from that, here we are now. So we're done with college. We're working. What's the next step for everybody? I mean, what is your plan? Because everybody has a different plan. Like, I'll start, like, I'm trying to get an apartment with my fiance and we're trying to plan a wedding, like, blah, blah, blah. Well, not everybody's in that same position. Yeah. So, like, what are you thinking about, AJ?
Well, right now, me and Anthony are in the same job, and 2 years of training pretty much is what our job requires. So I'm living at home. I don't know how long that's going to last, but after 2 years, we can have the opportunity to travel a little bit, like to different places in a couple different locations. So that's what I'm hoping.
You're looking into that?
Yeah, I really want to do
that. There's like a lot of places. You can go anywhere.
There's like
in the world.
Yeah, there's a lot of like Germany, like
through the government.
Yeah, it's through the government.
With the same job, like same job kind of. Yeah.
You're just seeing like the actual contracts happen, I believe, is what it kind of is.
Is it like 6 month things kind of?
So like you can either be like a permanent station change, which is like over 120 days, or there's deployment, which is under 120 days. And I kind of want to do the deployment. So
you get like that experience.
That would be kind of cool. But so like just like a couple months, like 2 or 3 months, and then just be able to come back. So
right.
But yeah. Do the same job. Do it when you're young or you're never going to do it.
Well, and that's the thing. Like that's what me and Anthony, and I mean, you have a girlfriend, me and Buzz, we can. Yeah. Sorry. Fiance. Sorry, Carly. I always say that. But that's just what's a little bit different. Like I can have that. I can go and travel a little bit and not really have to worry about anybody. Like Justin and Anthony, like if they go and travel for 3 or 4 months, like it's kind of tough just like because they have somebody else. So
yeah, it is tough.
It's weird.
Couldn't do that.
That's interesting though. That like where would you want to go?
Yeah.
See, what's the furthest or like what's a limit?
Well, I really don't know. I've heard some people have gone to Hawaii.
That's one thing
that would be kind of cool.
That would suck.
And there's also like contracting commands, and I think there's a Florida and the Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah,
that would be. I mean, that'd be kind of fun.
Anywhere down south,
See if we can find a little bit, find maybe a woman or something like
It's like the southern women. Okay.
I know because I mean we're in New Windsor, Illinois.
AJ's gonna come.
There's like
home.
No
nothing
teeth.
Against New Windsor women.
That's correct.
You got a hell of a rodeo out there.
That's the most women ever. Rodeo.
AJ, 2 months like, in deployment, Alabama. Comes back talking like Nick Saban.
Yeah. AJ, he quits the Arsenal. He's coaching Alabama.
I'm taking over Nick Saban's job. Bubs, what about you?
Yeah, well, come on.
Yeah,
man.
Like, what do you got? Like, down the road, what do you got?
Down the road, man. I was just talking to our heavy equipment operator today. I think I might pursue the Class B CDL.
Okay, yeah.
Because, like, that position is going to open up here eventually because those guys are about to retire.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be a pinnacle. Like, I mean, at that point, I'm working a steady job that's paying really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm already going to be working there by that time. I don't know. It might be 2 years from now, per se.
it's not a bad place to be, man.
No, but I mean, that so, would
but,
be.
But so wintertime, so like, even if you do that though, wintertime, can you still like plow snow and stuff like that?
Okay, that's what like here's the wintertime and the heavy equipment operators though, they drive the bigger trucks. Like we have international dump trucks. And the huge salt spreaders in the back, and then the fucking massive plow in the front. They do the main roads, like Broadman, that goes down the middle, obviously. Yeah. And then
well, that'd like, be good, though. I mean, but you're just kind of moving up like the chain a little bit.
Yeah. That's basically the goal, is to get up as far as the chain I can. Because hopefully, even if I don't get that, it's general maintenance is the next step, which is a $6 raise. So
that'll be nice.
It's nice.
I mean,
the boys are making some good money,
and the healthcare is unreal.
Justin,
your benefits are great. Justin, what about you?
I want to hear what Justin's got to say.
You know,
he's got horses.
I've been painting lines.
Yep.
You know, it's not a bad job, but at the same time, I work for a private company, so like, you kind of got to do some of the bitch work for the owner every once in a while. So we ended up going out to his barn the other day. We worked like half a day in the streets, whatever, but we go out there. This guy has this digging a 6-foot trench underground, and I'm sitting there like, what the fuck, man? Like, I don't want to do your bitch work anymore. So, like, I'd really like to own my own company and work for myself, because
there you go.
Being someone else's bitch is just not it.
You can hire me out on the weekends.
So, I would.
I might have you, like, help me out with some, like, landscaping or, like, building a porch.
I'll just say, what would you want to, like, have the company focus on?
Dude. I don't even know.
So, like, obviously you have a girlfriend now and it's pretty serious. Like, we were talking about this. We were talking about this on the way up to Pawpaw.
Yeah, Pawpaw with Tim McNally.
We were talking, like, listen to this, guys. How perfect would this be for Justin? So, Taryn's going to be a vet, okay? Or a veterinarian.
Yeah.
And it's, like, 8 years of school, which is crazy. That's but, like, cool, imagine, sir. Like, Justin joining in on that and, like, running the business. Like, if they have their own, like, I could totally see Justin
move to Alaska and do a dog sled company.
I don't know about that.
Don't you guys totally see Justin though, like just like helping her and like just
I mean, yeah, if it's a family business, like
I could see him owning it, but I can't see him like working it. You own another one that's like your like construction.
It'd be great. I have all my horses. I get free vet care anytime I want.
Actually, that would be not a bad idea.
That would be great.
Have like the horses and like. Kind of start a ranch,
yeah,
and then have her be like the vet and do some outside stuff, some other business. That's not a bad idea. Does Taryn listen to the podcast?
She's gonna know.
Like, we have a guy that works for us, he's our arborist, and he does on the weekends. He had a tree company,
yeah.
There's weekend jobs that they had three trees. They're granted, they were big fuckers,
oh, yeah,
but it's a $14,000 job,
it's crazy
for like, 2 days,
and then
that's crazy.
Like, my stepbrother, he's a concrete foreman, and like. We'll do side jobs on the weekend. And he had a guy one time just hand him 20 grand cash to do a big patio. And we were like, holy crap, dude. Like, just dude handing you 20 grand. Like,
let's whip this shit out.
I'll do whatever you want. Yeah. Like, Jesus.
Because, like, I mean, can you imagine, like, if you had your full time through the week and then you just had this weird side hustle on the weekends.
You're spending money, man.
Yeah. Even granted, you don't have to work that hard, but even if you had your own company, something on the side,
yeah,
like a tree business or something, you just casually go around town and cut fucking trees down on the weekend.
Yeah. I mean, like people don't realize, like, when you own your own business, like all just the tax write off stuff like that you can do, even if it's small,
yeah, like, no, I honestly,
like it just well, you can write saves everything you money, off.
Yeah,
exactly.
All the equipment, all the fucking, all that shit. I mean, in the end, it's probably the smart investment,
it is.
Well, that's good. Well, it's nice to hear that stuff. You want to take a break, and we'll kind of get back to it a little bit after this segment. All right. Well, we'll see you in a little bit.
Bye.
Bye. Look at this guy.
And we're back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen.
We're back.
What's up?
And we're hammered. Fuck.
What's up?
Let's get this shot out of the way.
Real quick. Yeah. Okay, we got another shot. Here we go.
Oh, fuck this.
Yep.
Cheers, bitches.
Ugh.
This is not very good.
Wow. It's not ideal.
I need some Coke.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, that burp.
Yikes. That is not ideal,
okay,
everybody.
Okay, everybody recoup.
Wow. Okay. After the break, we took a little bit of a long break. Watch some old-time videos from old-time's sake. You know, the funny thing...
Sorry.
All right. The funny thing I was thinking about is that how, like, okay, I've been friends with Justin and AJ since we played baseball, whatever, in college. Nice. But it's weird, like, because they've been over here so many times, like, we're all just good friends now. So it's been kind of sick that we've kind of, like, you know, grown through the years.
I think the sweet-ass part is, granted, being roommates also helped, that we're all from, like, different schools besides Anthony and I.
It is.
I mean, Mercer County is probably the best out of Charlotte Rockets.
Oh, fuck yeah, buddy. And the LTC, bitches.
Best conference of all time.
Is that even a conference? What is that?
What is
up? The Lincoln Trail Conference was one of the greatest conferences.
Well, Justin, you just got hit up whenever you pitched. And, you know, and AJ just gave up two-run, what was it, double to Jaden. So, good job. And then you threw the bunt over the first base. So, good job.
A bunt over,
yeah. There was a bunt. He threw the bunt over the first baseman when he was pitching, and we won.
That was a bad day.
AJ
sucks.
We got
in his head. I think we got in his head.
AJ, you weren't huge fans of us, but you know, now we're friends.
You guys grown on me. You guys have grown on me a lot. Just hanging out with everybody.
That was really sentimental.
Yeah, Mercer
really
County just was not my thing.
It's one of those things where you've got your rival school. I get it. You know,
but you know. Bringing up the past, you know, we had a regional game against Mercer County, you know.
Justin shut us down.
And I single-handedly just shoved it up.
I mean, we should have won, but it's okay. but anyway, shout out Maverick Chisholm. Anyway, so, hey, boys, aside from that, it's fall.
It is.
It's September. It's my birthday month.
Football season is
I'm 23 and 28 days. Whoa. Let's get it. And what's up, you know? Let's do it.
The fall, I'm excited just for the weather. I love the low 80s to high 70s weather and the colder nights.
Fall-time bonfires are a different breed. Like, late October.
Let's have bonfires every weekend.
Yeah. Sweatshirt and jeans. When you have to wear sweatshirt and jeans to sit around a fire, that is
you just feel like a dad.
Do you guys sleep with your windows open at, like, around this time?
Allergies, I can't.
Oh, dude, I put my fan in the window, and it's like,
bold move.
65 degrees.
I was gonna say, just why don't you sleep in a tent this fall?
I mean, it is beautiful.
I remember that one time you slept in a tent. You know,
me and Justin would always keep the window. We would keep the window open when it was like -5 out, and I would be freezing my ass off. And Justin's
like, I love the cold.
Well, here's the thing: would you rather go to bed shivering or sweating?
I like
shivering,
dude. Yeah, I love shivering. Covering up with like 5 blankets if you need to.
You always put more blankets on, but you can't take any skin.
I like actually
off,
cuddling up with someone. Most likely, my fiance Carly. I like cuddling with somebody, you know, someone like my fiance, but like I just like snuggling, you know,
with
but
guys.
Like,
yeah,
I feel bad for her. Like your ass sweats like,
well,
a lot.
Not when it's negative out, but when it's like 5 out, yeah.
Wow, you're pretty gnarly when you sweat.
Yeah, dude. Listen, talking about sweat, really quick. I mean, I love sweatshirt and jeans weather, but it could be like 65 out, and I'll be sweating in a sweatshirt. Hence the name sweatshirt.
The pitting problem, I pit all the time.
Dude,
I used to have that problem like really bad. I got on some like doctor prescribed medicine and never had it since.
Well,
I don't know.
I wish I could be you. I was bad though.
I was like you.
Well, look in my world.
Like I would literally sweat through anything.
Well, you get it fixed.
Yeah. Dude, I literally got this deodorant like that. This is weird, but like I got this deodorant and it burns
it's
so
like dry
bad.
Salt.
Yeah, it burns so bad, and like I broke out, like I couldn't do it. So I need to get a medication.
I think I had that stuff too. Maybe
I didn't sweat, but like, dude, I couldn't sleep because like it burned.
We could fucking have Justin brand you.
Yeah, I can do that.
Well, just put a cattle brand on me and just call me a cow.
Just burn everything up under there.
You know, we're talking about the fall here. There's only one important aspect of the fall that comes up. Gets me real horny.
Football.
You know what it is? No, we got hunting season.
Oh,
I like grabbing my bow and getting up in a tree. And just sit.
Don't even get me started about Justin hunting.
Oh, no, yeah. You got to listen to this.
This is Justin. He comes back. I go, how did your hunt go? He goes, man, I saw 17 and a half deer. He goes, I had them at about 10 yards, but just none of them were shooters. They just didn't have the big enough rack.
Let him grow.
There's a bush in the way, a little limb in the way, and then just the wind was kind of going in the wrong direction, and then they smelt me, and then they ran away.
Yeah, they smelt them, all right.
That is a sequence. That is a sequence of events.
I've never been hunting. I want to go Kyle.
Dude.
Let's go.
Guys, listen to this. I went hunting with Justin one time. It's like in the morning, you can't see anything. we're getting up to a stand, which is what, like 25 to 30 feet in the air, probably. Oh, it's up there. Or is it maybe more? Okay, so there's stakes that go into the tree, but at some point you have to use the branches to climb. Like, dude, it was the most unsafe thing I've ever done in my life. And you're like 30 feet up there and just climbing on branches and shit. Like, what is going on? He goes, you're fine.
But I will say, that morning, we saw a lot of deer.
We did see a lot of deer. But we didn't shoot deer. We had a little doe at like 35 yards.
What's the longest you've ever spent in a stand?
Well, there's guys that'll sit there all day. But the longest I ever went, I went, got in the tree right before the sun got up, probably about 6:30 till about 5 in the afternoon.
So you've almost spent like 12 hours in a stand?
Yeah.
Like, do people bring you meals? Like,
oh yeah, like they just come scare all the deer off. No, they don't bring you meals.
No, you pack lunch and like
I call it BS. I don't think Justin's ever sat in a stand.
You're listening to AJ. No. AJ's shot like 2 deer in his life, and they're both with a shotgun. You might as well give him a chance. You know, use a bow.
Now it's an accuracy thing. We might have to have a challenge sometime, dude. This is why we need a YouTube channel.
I know.
This would be great just to
see what's happening. I think that's coming up, honestly. If I get this apartment, like, we could set up like a little studio thing.
What would the name of your YouTube channel be? Would it be The Buzz?
I don't know.
Buzzed off my ass.
But we should do like the Bub and Ant Show.
The Bub and Ant Show with The Buzz, and then we could do other things like golf videos.
Yes.
But none of you guys are good.
Do you have
Speaking about that, Jesus. Bubba hit a shot today and he just lost it in like the middle of the fairway. Somehow.
It literally went.
When that happens.
I
tumble onto the grass.
I don't get it. It's like they grow fucking legs and just run away.
I told Bubba, I said, he goes, I hit my shot. And then he goes, he's like, I'm going to go back and look for it one more time. I said, when you turn around and if you don't find it, say, what the fuck?
He turned around and just screamed, what the fuck? I'm gonna go take one more look. It's gotta be down here somewhere. And I just
right orange ball.
I'm just like, what the fuck?
You guys played a soccer today, right?
It's a great course.
I will say, what is it? I think it's hole 3. You got that like 100-yard par 3, which is the dumbest hole on the planet Earth. You don't have a club to hit there, honestly.
I would
hit my sand wedge like 200 yards over the green there.
Now listen, when he says that, he blades his sandwich.
I was on hole 8, Justin. I was on hole 8 at Saki, Justin, and like it's a drivable par 4, which almost everyone is. But I hit a pretty good shot. I was up by the green. I turn around and Cody Bush is standing there.
Cody Bush, what a guy! Yeah, I work with him.
Cody Bush is a guy.
He is.
We need to start hanging out with him more.
Guys. He's a fun time.
Cody Bush is a guy.
Let's do a little like golf, like our own golf outing,
dude. That would be fun.
And let's do a little foursome, like see what we can do, because let's go to Saki and let's beat the course. Yeah, let's beat the course. Bubba and I today double bogeyed the first hole, which is the easiest hole in the nation.
We got rushed.
We did get rushed. Yeah. This guy let us go through, and then I topped it. He topped it, and it was just bad. But anyway,
we could get like a 4-man scramble, three teams.
I could start a little tournament.
But like,
we can start a little tournament.
Where though?
At Saki.
Wherever we want.
When you guys
Highland.
When you step on the course, like, what's your mindset every time?
Where's the first
tee and what's the course record?
All right, that
Daily.
I agree. I always think about the course record, and then I always like double the first hole every time.
About how I don't want to take it that seriously, where I get too pissed and leave.
I usually get to about hole 4 and I'm pretty fucked up already. So
I just want to go up there and hit balls.
My favorite thing is when Justin hits a good drive. He'll hit a good drive and then he'll stand on his club and watch it.
This is where we need the video. He hits it and he just stands there and
he stands on his
He's like,
just admiring.
You look at it and sail off. You're like, that's a beautiful.
It's in the trees.
And that's like once out of like every 4 rounds.
It is, but life is full of the little things, and me hitting a good shot in golf is the little things, and I appreciate it.
I know, right? Dude, I feel that so much.
That's a dap.
You get the one good shot of a round, even like a long iron. You hit like a 6 iron, and it goes perfectly on the green. That is the greatest thing I will do today.
Okay. connecting golf that we're talking about in like fall. The worst thing though in fall golf is one, aerated greens.
Oh, yeah.
And two, the fall leaves falling on the ground and you just don't ever find your ball.
When we play
you
want to
talk about not finding your ball? See ya if you have leaves on the ground.
Especially at Gibson, dude. Oh my gosh. Could you remember the back nine on Gibson?
Dude, I like, literally played in high school like tournaments there. It's dumb. I might as well just not show up.
But fall golf, you get to wear pants.
And windbreakers.
Ooh. Dude, pants and windbreaker, that's a look. And like a tailor-made hat.
I'm ordering golf stuff right now.
Well, honestly, usually by fall, I'm like out of balls. And I went through a whole 5-gallon bucket already for the summer.
Justin, you don't remember that putter I bought?
Yeah.
That nice one?
Yeah.
I don't use it anymore. I use old bubbles.
Oh, that
I use the old one. And I'm literally Rory McIlroy on the green.
Oh,
Jordan Spieth on the green. It's literally insane.
Go fucking take a COVID
test. You put me
test.
Inside of 10 feet.
You put one right here.
You put me inside of 10 feet and I'm making that thing.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
That's
you,
it. I'm taking
like,
a COVID test.
Dude, okay, so Bubba was coughing like up a storm the other night. Took a COVID test and it was like, took like 30 minutes, but like it was negative. And he has just like 8 more, so I guess he's gonna take. Okay,
we're gonna take one right now.
Wow, this would be a hell of a topic.
Yeah,
this sounds really bad. But
imagine if he actually has.
Oh shit!
What are we doing?
Can we not?
Can we keep drinking?
I swear I had COVID like a couple weeks ago, dude. I was.
You've had it like 6 times now,
dude. I know. I actually tested positive
every time
twice
you have a cold. You, Justin's the only one that doesn't have a vaccine here.
It's just immune system. It just
I'm just a badass. So.
Well, but you didn't, you know.
You didn't got your blue jeans on.
But anyways,
you got a knife on you.
I remember I got COVID once in school and I missed a whole week of finance. Ended up failing that. Well, I didn't fail it. I dropped it. But I had a great week at home. I went on the boat every day, and I loved my life.
And you missed all the homework.
You said I didn't fail it, but I dropped it. You didn't even get to the first test.
No. I went to the first one, and then
the funny part is you took finance again, like, the next semester, and you went 2 days, and you were done.
Wait.
you remember that?
Like, I love Dickie J, but that class fucking blows ass.
It's tough,
so
man.
Hard.
It's tough. I get it. It's tough.
And like, I remember seeing tough? AJ.
Are you really
AJ
taking a
study for 24 hours a day on there?
This is He's actually taking a COVID. Okay. See, everybody, if we had a YouTube video, Connor is taking a COVID test right now. I don't really know why.
Is that a nasal swab or a spit test?
What are we
nasal
doing?
Swab.
That's an antigen.
What are we doing here?
Hey, no, we're just going to be okay, guys. I'm making sure we're all safe.
Okay,
right
but
now.
If you test positive, then I can't do anything I want the rest of the week.
Yeah, like
so
Anthony
let's...
can't work from home on his computer.
Would you rather endanger your family or me have it take
that?
You live in the basement.
You're tying my hands there. You know,
I like I said, Darren. Never
mind. Let's make sure I got a tip.
Okay, so if we have some bonfires this fall, you know, it's fall. We're having bonfires
tomorrow.
I have a game we should play.
Let me guess.
Darts.
AJ starts. Everybody guess the game I'm thinking of.
It's talking about jumping over the fire.
Wrong.
I love that
Bubba.
Game. Beer darts.
No,
why
wrong.
Would you not
Justin.
Play that?
Just drinking.
Wait. Is it about marshmallows?
So Justin wins because he got half the point.
Just
but
drinking.
It's hammer and a nail.
Hammer stump.
Hammer stump. It is a nice game.
Wait,
you got
is it
the nail.
Stump and nail? Stump hammer.
It's just hammer nail.
Wait,
hammer
can you stump. Do that at night though? Like, can you even see
oh,
the?
Of course
you
can. Yeah.
You just do a little
by the fire.
That's the point of it. You know, you
yeah,
can't
but
see
your,
shit.
It's where you put. It's where you put a nail.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Stump.
I've seen it.
No, I'm going to describe it for the viewers. So you put the nail in the log.
You gotta talk about it.
Yeah, I know. But you put the nail in the log, right, a little bit, and then you have a hammer. You
it's
pass
like,
around. If you throw it like between your legs, catch the hammer and hit it. It's like 2 points or something. I don't know.
Well, you get 2 hits.
Oh,
so
it's hard to hit.
It's
the
about
hammer
it's about like so you put like a 6-inch nail into a stump. You just tap it in to where it's standing straight up, and then if you just you flip it with like in your hand and catch it, it's 1 hit.
Okay.
You flip it like through the legs, it's 2 hits. Behind the back, it's like 2 hits. I don't.
We
know.
We need to play. You want to play it tonight?
So we can go.
We should just put a nail on the wall.
All they hear is
actually. Boom, I see this boom. Flat screen TV over here. Well, let's do the hammer
and
a flat screen.
Wait, I didn't see that. What's that for?
Oh, it's Bubba's that he doesn't use, and it's huge.
Yeah, that's only to
hey, how much? How much would you sell that for me?
$600.
That's a good deal.
That's $60, and it's a deal.
Case of beer.
Deal. We shake out. Okay, he's doing the nose swab. Here we go.
So
on.
Oh, it's an on.
It's so buff.
I want an off.
So buff. Shit, that's a great fucking TV, dude.
Here we go. Do the nose swab.
Okay,
Don't read this fucking direction. Just put it up your nose and dip it in.
Put it in your nose, then you have to.
Well, if you don't do it correctly, look, it says almost in every fucking category. It goes, note, a false negative result if you don't swab. Like
a false negative will happen if you do it.
No shit.
Or a false positive.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to fucking Joe Biden right now.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. There's the swab. Okay. This is where the video
there's
needs
one.
To be here.
Oh, fuck. Wow, dude, that's brutal. There's
he does
a
it again.
Second nostril. You have to do both nostrils.
You have to do both.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. I don't like this.
It's usually just dirt.
So, okay, aside from this, we had to do spit tests at school for baseball. Every week, like, and
spit
how did
test.
We
yeah, you
spit
guys,
test? How did we like get through with nobody testing positive?
That is I swore I had COVID one weekend,
and I had to do it every week because I didn't.
It
get
I remember you being scared,
in.
Like
I was super
it.
Sick.
Yeah. Duh. Well, that was like days. The crazy thing. It's like we came back from Christmas break, and everybody was getting.
Yeah, and everybody was like, well, especially during the season, everybody was scared. Like they didn't want to ruin the season for everybody else. Like,
right.
If they got sick, because that would have been a problem. Like because teams were canceling.
Yeah,
like,
oh,
because
dude,
like,
it was,
cause, like,
yeah,
people
it was
were
still
COVID,
a thing this
like,
last spring.
That was always the worst because you went to school and then when everybody went home for break, that's when everybody brought it back.
Yeah,
yeah, and like
and the bars too. Like people are going to the bars too, and like we're not because we're like because we fought like
yeah, coach would
like yeah we
it,
like stayed
we
went. Stayed home and like people would go to the bars and we'd be around them and like we're scared.
Yeah, I was trying to propose to Carly 2 weeks before it
yeah.
happened, and her roommates got it the first week.
Yeah,
getting back
was
from Christmas break, and then the second week, Carly actually got it, and then I was like, "Wow, this is fun."
And you just had to wait. How
yeah.
nervous were you waiting for that?
Well, to be honest, I mean, you remember sitting in the room before I was going to do it.
Yeah,
I had a couple beers. I had to relax. You know, we had to.
Wow.
Had to calm down. It was cold.
What was that moment like, though? Like, were you nervous, like, up there? Did it just flow? Like,
well,
you
the funny part was is that, it was freezing because it's literally,
it
like, January, February, whatever.
And then
so,
AJ blows the whole thing.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
blow
he
it.
Did.
But, it, like, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, we're freezing. She wants to walk, like, inside
yeah.
of the building. I'm like, I got to print these papers off on a Saturday.
Like,
at
six.
Yeah. At nighttime, nobody's printing shit off.
No.
And so I'm like, okay, blah, blah, blah. Let's walk outside. And she's throwing a fit. She's like, no. I'm like, Carly, walk outside with me, please. And so she finally does it. And then I do it. And she's like, I'm so sorry. Like, I just want to walk inside. I'm like, I literally, like, how hard was this to do? Like, it was simple. Like, just list. Like, we could have just
wow,
done this.
Wow, Anthony.
Dude,
are you pushing it here?
No, but like, dude, she almost like ruined the, she almost ruined it. Literally. Dude,
she almost missed it. Let's not say ruined.
No, 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 not ruined. But like, but I, well, I mean, I screwed up because I didn't put the ring on her finger. But that was my issue.
The test.
I didn't know you had
yeah. Dude, when I watched the video, I wish I was there. I was watching the video on Facebook or whatever you posted it. And I'm like, you just kind of sit there. And she says yes. And I'm like, Anthony, put it on her finger, please.
She says it. She goes,
put it on
my finger. I'm like, oh.
Dude. You're just sitting there on your knee just holding that thing.
You
like,
spent a bag on that
I
thing.
I remember I was like watching it.
Dude, you're good. You're good. It is.
It's negative.
Yeah.
It
you gotta wait
I know, but
minutes.
It's yeah, but the top one showed up, the bottom one didn't.
Dude, why did we have to do this?
I know.
Honestly, this second segment is kind of a shit show. But
I think the rum
kind of
killed
is.
All the,
the content.
The content and the goobin.
The goobin?
We did the goobin dist.
But anyways, we were talking about the cabin earlier. We've had some great times over at the good old
cabin.
The
cabin.
Can I say something? The 4th of July may have been the best night of my life ever. It started
last year?
No,
it was
2 years
ago. Yeah, it was 2 years
or
ago.
Or two or three, but dude,
we were
lighting off fireworks and one got tipped over and lit every single firework off.
In the
I'm
box.
Not kidding you. It was the funniest moment of my life. Kale was on crutches.
Billy
Seamus got shot.
Kale was on crutches. Billy fell in the pond. Seamus got hit with a shell.
AJ slept with the critters.
I don't think there was a funnier night in my life. Just when it was just mass chaos when the fireworks got lit off.
And I was just so pissed that I missed that every year. I'd be sitting in Wyoming like,
what the fuck?
No,
you all my friends are having fun.
Yeah, you were having fun at Wyoming.
Yeah. Russ has always got an excuse not to hang out, like tomorrow night.
Oh,
that's a shot fired across the table. I like it.
Is it almost tomorrow?
Wait, what time is it?
10:30.
Oh.
It's only 10:30.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That's okay. We've so, been doing good.
Tomorrow, we're supposed to go. This is being recorded on Friday night. Me, AJ, Carly are supposed to go to the Monmouth football game. First night game. You know, we're going to go back, see some friends. And Justin said he might go. And then he came here today and told AJ that he probably won't be able to make it.
And it was, and he literally sounded like he was going to be able to come. And then, of course, Taryn. I hope Taryn's listening. He's not coming tomorrow because of you.
Dude, that is little shots fired, dude. AJ doesn't give a oh my
god. That kind of hurts, but like
what hurts? What kind of hurts? I want my friends to come hang with us.
Dude, well that's your first problem. We ain't friends, but
my god, dude.
But second, I told you maybe.
No, not maybe. I wish I had the mess. It was not that. Like you were like, man, that sounds kind of fun. Like that's more of what you said than maybe. It was not maybe.
That's tough.
Yeah, I know, and that's all I want was just Justin. It would make the night so much more fun, but nope.
Yeah, because I'm the life of the party.
Well, and that's what you know, that's what he's kind of trying to put in there.
It's all right though. Me and Anthony Curry will have fun.
Oh, you're gonna third wheel that.
Yeah,
I'll go with AJ. Maybe give him a little
smash. Well, Bubba could come.
Yeah, Bubba could come to New Windsor.
I got some plans, but I might slide to New Windsor. Yes. We'll see if I can make it. We'll see.
Well, just do it.
Is Connor Reed
thanks,
coming
Mikey.
Home?
Connor Reed is coming home tomorrow, but he's got a family thing. So,
well, what about at night? Not at like 10.
That's the thing. But he's not going to drive to Monmouth, but he could come to your house.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but your house is like
it's like 30 minutes.
It's like buttfuck Egypt out there in the middle of nowhere.
So that's why you're not coming?
Oh.
No, not at all.
His truck can't take the hill.
Yeah, I know I can't. Ooh. My Ford Fusion can't have V6 in there.
Yeah, how much money did you have to dump into that thing?
Oh, my God. Wow.
After this we're going to have some squash.
There's really... Okay, after this, we're having a team bonding.
All right, drink goes to First Blackjack. This is where we need... Dude.
We need a camera. We need a camera.
Drink goes to First Blackjack for sure.
Okay, three hands. Okay.
But honestly, this has been a great podcast. And it's good to have you boys on because you've never been on.
It's a pleasure being on. It is. It's a fun podcast.
It's been fun, man.
It really is.
AJ, have you been listening frequently?
I listen all the time.
Justin ain't been listening. He's been listening to country.
I listen in the morning.
Nobody does not. Justin does not listen.
Okay, this is going on for a long time. That's like almost half the deck.
Justin, you know, if you do listen to it, just give her a listen and tell us how you feel.
You know,
I got the First Blackjack.
You did.
Really has been a pleasure being on this podcast. Like, we're up there with like Joe Rogan's podcast now. So like,
you know, the thing is like I always check like, you know, a couple days after we post it, see how many views, whatever, just see who's been listening.
Are you disappointed?
No, not at all. I mean, honestly, like, we could have 10 listeners and I wouldn't care.
Can you see the names who listen?
No.
It's just no.
But it's like, it's nice. Like, we appreciate the listeners for listening.
For having such a small and such just an idea that you and I had, honestly. Even if we had 30... Even if we had 10 listeners, that'd be awesome.
Well, like,
you're rich.
This is something on a Friday night that's like, you know what? This is something you don't do every day. It's kind of cool.
It's a
curveball in the week.
Honestly, I feel like there would be some listeners on this one. Just even like the Monmouth guys, like they might listen to this one just because they see names in the title and stuff like that. I mean, it's when you're looking for a podcast, like I look at the title and I look at the description.
So it's all about.
So it's all about that. So. I don't know. I mean, we're not looking for anything crazy. We just
and you guys
we're doing it for fun.
And you guys don't advertise really. Like you guys don't like send out that much. Like listen to my podcast.
Fucking,
if you did a little bit more, you would definitely get
some. The Twitter, like making a social media page for your thing, like it makes sense, but it also has to like a Twitter's dead apparently.
Yeah, I mean it's tough.
Like,
what do you advertise on? That's a tough thing. I mean, like Instagram would be tough because it's all pictures. Like Facebook is like for the older generations.
You
like,
could post the same picture of just a microphone.
Exactly.
And be like,
you just post a different picture.
But dude, we should send it in our MC baseball
Yeah,
or like the Natty like, Champs.
Yeah,
Natty
you never Champs. Know. And you never know. You could have two or three more listeners. Exactly. And it doesn't, you know.
That's how it grows, though.
It's just, I don't know. It's a thing where people listen to if they have, like, a labor job or, like, a job where they can have time to listen to it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And AJ and I can listen to podcasts at work. Like, it's one of those things. Some people can't. I mean, some people don't have time. So, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
We long, like doing it for fun.
Yeah, even if you listen for, like, 5 minutes, honestly, that's awesome. Yeah, because I feel that, like, listening to, like, a 50-minute podcast is actually kind of difficult because you actually have to have the time.
Yeah. Not for me, but yeah.
Well, yeah, it's also like great background sound too. So
yeah, I'm just like different, but yeah.
Even if you hear one thing out of a podcast, and you're like, "Wow, that just made my day."
Like
yeah.
AJ and Justin going at each other is that should make people like we should have 100 views.
But like honestly, on that topic though, I don't know how I roomed with that dude for 4 years.
Dude, it actually, honestly, it is very impressive. To, like to kind of wrap things up, it is very impressive that Justin and AJ made it through 4 years together.
And I will say, we're like complete opposites. I'm super easy to live with, but like AJ, he would put all these rules on me like he's my wife, and I was like,
dude, no, we're pretty opposites, but like we made
I mean, think about two like polar opposite people, and like that's what it was. But it worked.
Yeah.
But like, dude, just some of this, like some of the stuff, it's like, what's going on? Like, how is this going to work for 4 years? And it did. Like, it literally did.
I couldn't understand this. Dude would go to bed at like 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, okay. Like, that was one thing that, like, I mean, if he was pitching 4 weeks later, he's going to bed at 8.
Yeah.
So, four weeks later.
Dude. We'd be drinking beers on a Friday night. AJ's pitching next Saturday, which is 8 days away. He's like, I'm not drinking till next Saturday night. I'm like,
me and Anthony, we'd be drinking freaking bangs in the morning, just hoping to, like, you know, light a fire under our ass.
Oh, Justin and I would walk to practice, like, what the fuck's up with AJ? dude went to bed at fucking 8, so he can get up at 6.
Dude,
we had to get up at 4.
He wouldn't talk to us for like a day.
But okay, that's gonna happen.
That's a mentality, honestly.
Honestly, it is a mentality, and you know, it all works out. It's nice to have you guys on the podcast.
True.
We're gonna finish the night up well. We're gonna play some card games and we're gonna do it right.
Beers.
We might do that.
We could kill a beer.
Or two or three or four.
That's murder to a beer.
That is true. The COVID test is negative.
That's good.
Okay, that's a good way to end it. COVID test is negative, so hang out with us.
Test is negative, so we can hang out. What's your number?
Wow.
Any ladies out there?
Wow, that was a shot.
Let me get real intimate with
that. That was a shot in the dark.
Any ladies out there, what's your number? what's your number, honey? Shit, you know, Big Bubba, don't take good care of you.
Okay, all right. And that's the end of the podcast.
It's corn.
All right.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Everybody say goodbye.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Wow, that was
what a pleasure to be on the Buzz Podcast on this fine Friday night.
They say something wild, I'll be like, all right, this was fucking fuck. All right, fuck. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you later.
Bye.